Voice Coaches Radio, everything voiceover.
Hello, welcome once again to Voice Coaches Radio, answering some of your questions this week. I'm Warren Garling.
And I'm Mike Spring.
And we're happy to be with you once again. I asked Mike and he said he was. Beforehand, he was very happy to be here. Let's see if he
now
still...
Now that it's started and you're talking, though, my enthusiasm has dampened.
Let's see if he still feels the same way when we're done, right? Well, we did get some questions, and we thank you for those questions, and we're going to answer some of them today.
Absolutely. Let's see. I've been with my boyfriend for 4 years.
No, and wrong question.
Oh, right. That's a whole different pile of questions. All right. Well, Anthony in Washington, D.C. says he's very interested in doing voiceovers for audiobooks and animation. He does a lot of voices and dialects, and he really thinks this would be the best use of his talent.
Well, good for you, Anthony. Audiobooks and animation voiceover work are two great niches, and they can be quite rewarding at the same time. If you talk to anyone who works in those areas, they'll tell you that before they did audiobook work or animation voices, they cut their teeth, so to speak, on any work they could find. Many will tell you they started with doing some free work with public service announcements or narratives for not-for-profits that helped them learn the business a little bit, learn how to work in the studio with a producer and that sort of thing. In other words, don't limit yourself to a niche when you're first starting, right?
That's right, Warren. I think it's important to aim high and set some goals. If you want to work in audiobooks and animation, then make that your goal, but don't skip over other potential work opportunities as you're working your way up to that. Try and find local publishers, you know, local animation studios or video game studios. There's all sorts of opportunities out there in your own backyard as well as the major markets. Work your way up by delivering good, consistent work and, you know, set those goals and really work hard to achieve them.
Hope that helped you out a little bit, Anthony, in Washington, D.C. We appreciate the question. Sylvia has written us from Boston. She writes that she's really trying to get the word out about her availability as a voice actor, but she's a full-time mom and she's a full-time worker, and she really doesn't have the time to network at Chamber of Commerce events or the local ad club. They just interfere with, you know, the other schedules. Do we have any ideas for her? Do we have any ideas for her, Mike?
I got nothing.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm just
kidding. Let's move on to the next question.
Yeah. Of course. You know, first of all, I think the main thing to remember is tell everybody in your life what you're doing. You know, be proud that you're a voice actor. It's an exciting field to work in. Have fun with it. And, you know, while a formal gathering such as a Chamber of Commerce and ad club meetings are great, if you can't make it to them, just make sure you always have your demos with you so that whenever you do meet somebody who could potentially help you out with a job, you're ready to give it to them and you know, make that connection happen.
This happened to me just a couple of summers back. Went to a pool party at my nephew's house, and he introduced me to a friend of his who happened to have brought a young lady that day who worked at an advertising agency and was in public relations. And we hit it off. I made sure that I dashed to the car and brought back my actual demo, had that in the car. So have them nearby. And if you don't, make sure you've got your business cards on you so you can hand them the business card and say, hey, I'm going to send you a demo. Do you have a card I can have as well? It's a great way to get started at whatever event you might be at.
And if you are working full-time, take advantage of that. Not just looking for opportunities within your own company, but also opportunities that may come about from people that you work with. You never know if, you know, the person who sits right next to you, maybe their brother-in-law works at an advertising agency or for some sort of company that's looking for a new voice actor. So, you know, keep those opportunities open as well.
The possibilities are really endless if you think about the times you're invited to be a part of a group. So thanks again for your question.
Well, we have one more question, this time from Wayne in Philadelphia. Actually, Wayne sent us more of a comment than a question. And he said, you know, I've heard you guys talking about relationship marketing in past episodes, and I want to tell you that it really worked for me. Just recently, I did a job for a studio, and it was the first time that I'd worked with them. And the producer and I really hit it off. And he already called me again for another project coming up next month.
This happens all the time. It really is true, and we can't stress enough the relationship marketing, being able to get along in the studio, hit it off with a producer. One job can lead to another, and it really leads to a real snowball effect. My first long narration for, it was a training piece that's going to be on the internet for folks actually up in Canada learning to be security guards, if you can imagine that.
I can picture you with a walkie-talkie.
There you go. And the suit that doesn't fit, you know, the uniform that doesn't fit.
Right.
And I had so much fun doing it and obviously did a decent job on it that the producer, the folks that I worked for, the company I worked for, have asked me to do it again and again and again, and gave my name to another person that was looking for the same, you know, similar talent. And it just starts making your day.
Which reminds me, Warren, you know, it all goes back to that thing that I try and stress over and over again, is it's important to have fun when you're doing voiceovers. Everybody stresses out so much about the marketing and the jobs and the nerves and doing all that stuff, but it's all about having a good time. Go in the studio, have a great time. If you have some downtime between takes, get to know the producer a little bit and really enjoy the experience, because I guarantee you, having worked on both sides of the microphone, you know, behind the console and in front of the microphone, it really is a lot more fun when you're working with somebody who's just relaxed and having a good time. I think that's really the key to building up those relationships.
I want to thank Wayne, actually, for bringing this up again. It really is an important part of voice acting.
And if you or a friend or relative of yours is interested in checking out one of our adult education classes that we call Getting Paid to Talk, we could be in your area soon.
That's right. The week of March 15th, join us for a fun and educational evening in the greater West Palm Beach, Florida area. I believe we're there like three times. Also in Bradford, New Hampshire, and Milford and Newtown, Connecticut.
We'll also be in four different locations in eastern Massachusetts, Winnicunnett, New Hampshire, Butler, PA, and two locations in the Albany, New York area. And I think I get extra points for saying Winnicunnett
correctly. I think
correctly.
You do too, yes. To register for any of these classes, give us a call on our toll-free number. It's 866-887-2834. Or you can contact us via, depending on how you say that, email at podcast@voicecoaches.com. You can also suggest topics, make comments, generally pick on us at that email address.
Oh, don't tell them that, Warren. I think people will take it to heart.
Probably not a good idea.
And, you know, I was thinking, Warren, maybe we should come up with like a little name for our mailbag, like, you know, Voice Coaches Mailbag or Postage Coaches. Help me out here. Something.
You keep thinking, Mike. That's what you do best. You
I'll
keep
work
thinking.
On it.
All
Thank
right.
You.
And I hope you'll join us again next week here at Voice Coaches Radio. Thanks.
Visit voicecoaches.com for more voiceover news and information.
Absolutely. That was really, I had nothing to say.
That was only a second, absolutely.
No, it was but I didn't use the first one because I retook it.
Okay.
Delicious and refreshing, just like Voice Coaches Radio. That's our new motto. Voice Coaches Radio, delicious and refreshing.
And they are mild.
And we're low in calories. Wait, who's mild?